I'm here at the Scandinavian Festival in Brisbane, and we just had the opening, and we have the Danish ambassador, Tom Nøring, here. Welcome to SBS Radio.
It's a great pleasure to be on the radio and to be here in Brisbane.
Scandinavian festivals like this, as far as I understand, this is the largest Scandinavian festival in Australia, but how important are they for the Scandinavian communities?
Well, I think they're very important, as we know from any foreign community or foreign language community. They bring together the people, the traditions, and they play a role. You could say in some ways they play a slightly smaller role for the Scandinavian communities because we are not as easily identifiable as, for instance, the Italian community here in Australia, the Greek community, the Irish community. They're very, very close, very, very strong. They stick to their traditions generations after generations. Whereas the Scandinavians, and I'm mostly speaking for my Danish friends here, of course, the Danes, they are often across the globe, they're very good at integrating in the society. So what they do is they often lose a little bit these national characteristics and become part of the fabric. They are simply part of the country, the culture, the community in which they live.
Why do you think that is, that the Danes and probably also the rest of Scandinavians actually do blend so well in compared to others that choose to stick more with their home country?
Well, I could say one thing is we're small countries. Denmark is just less than 6 million people. Norway is smaller. Sweden is around 10 million people. Finland is smaller. So these are really small countries. And it's kind of hard to have a community when you spread out the few that did, you know, move from Scandinavia to Australia. They're spread out all over the country. They're not together in big numbers like the Italians, like the Greeks. Of course, the British are almost the backbone of Australia, so that's a different story again. So that's one reason. I think the other reason is our approach to life. We are a very open society. We are very open always, also in terms of language. So we are brought up with a strong sense of language, at least English skills. So that means we are, again, very, very easy to... We have an easy time adapting because we're already up to speed. If you take the Italians, if you take the Greeks, a lot of them will have to, you know, take a few steps to get there. And maybe the guy who comes here to work speaks English, but his wife doesn't. Or, you know, a Greek woman comes over here because of her connections, brings her husband, but he doesn't speak a word of English. It takes time. In our case, they will all be up to speed when they arrive. And I think that's part of it. And then we're, as cultures, Danes and the other Nordics, we're extremely pragmatic. So, you know, what we do is we just look around and say, what do we want to do? We want to work here. We want to be part of the community. Our kids are going to go to local schools. They don't go to Danish, Scandinavian schools. They go to local schools, become very fast part of the community.
And in a more general term, sort of what is Denmark and Scandinavia's links to Australia? What's sort of the importance and connections there?
Well, I think like so many other nationalities out here, we did come here to seek new opportunities 2-3 generations ago or more. So there's nothing different in that sense. Today, we're very much focusing on where we have advantages, where we're strong, our strongholds. What do we have to offer the Australian society? And that's how I think Danes and the other Scandinavians, how they move out of our own countries is when we do have a sense of know-how, knowledge, skills that are needed where we go. We don't just leave. We're very happy where we are. But if we can see that our skills and know-how can be brought to better use in other places, then we move out. And I think, again, that gives us a slight advantage to others. We're not fighting to get a position in society. We are coming here because we already have something to bring to society here.
Ambassador, thank you so much for talking to us here at SBS Radio and have a wonderful day at the Scandinavian Festival.
Great. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks.